Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Well, we finished today's show, and if you're new to this podcast, you're going to hear the entirety of today's radio show, but we come on after the show's over and do this, which is called the post-show, which is after the radio show, but the pre-show, which is the early part of the podcast. So whatever you're hearing now did not go on the radio. This is kind of the extra. I explained that okay, huh?
Yeah.
We had Chris Jansen in today. You will not hear his performances because that's not allowed on
podcast.
And the reason is you can't put something on demand that you can get for free that you have to pay for in other places. So we can't put the dance party in this because why would you go buy or subscribe to a streaming service when you could just get it for free?
Mm-hmm.
We'd be basically, in essence, stealing and putting it here. So that's why we can't do it. But I'll say this. We had some technical issues on the show. We're in a brand new studio today. You can see pictures of it on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, or on the show's Instagram, at Bobby Bones Show. And when Chris came in, there were some issues with his audio. And I didn't know. I was just enjoying the interview. And I'm not wearing my headphones that I've always worn. I have like inner ears in now. And so everything sounds a little different. I just thought, well, this is how it sounds in my ears now. But apparently there was a big issue all day. Nobody let me know. So we've had quite the adventuresome day. I was up here almost every day over the weekend, too. Just kind of checking everything out, talking with engineers, being present.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But they were good. I mean, I guess issues were bound to happen.
Of course. I only got
irritated because no one told me. We did a 20-minute segment. No one told me that the audio wasn't right.
Yeah.
They didn't, from what I gathered, they didn't feel like anything was wrong.
Morgan, too, what happened in your mind?
I sent a text that said, you know, hey, we're getting a lot of messages on social media that it's not working. I don't know what's happening, but it's not working.
And who'd you send those to?
Throw them out.
Raymundo and Mike D and Hillary. And I just said that's what I was seeing online. And I said, you guys can go look at the comments. And then they said our program director here in Nashville said it sounded great. And it's fine. And I was like, well, it's not fine compared to our comments on Instagram. Whatever's happening, something isn't working.
Right.
And that's kind of how I left it. I was like, you guys can go look at it, but all I know is it's not working. And that was kind of how it was left.
And didn't work.
And yeah.
To be fair to them, we don't have an executive producer yet. Morgan number one is gone. She's working for me in another capacity. And so they're all kind of splitting duties. Ha, duty.
There's a lot happening, yeah.
And
yeah.
My only, because after it was over, I pulled everybody into the room, everybody, mm-hmm. and was like, hey, here's the thing. You just got to let me know if something possibly isn't right, because I can go, hey, we'll play a song, come right back.
Try to fix it.
We'll address it. If we can fix it, we move on with it. If we can't, we go, all right, we'll go to the next thing. But nobody let me know. And so, yeah, we had a little meeting in here. That was fine. There's a lot today. We're in a new studio. Everything's new. We don't know what buttons do what. I now have push buttons where I can hit things. It's my finger.
Mm-hmm.
So should Morgan and number two have texted you directly?
It should have got to me. I don't know Hillary probably or Mike D or even Raymundo. They're the guys I talk to all. Raymundo I talk to all the time. They should be like, hey, we may have an issue over here. So, but again, we have a lot of issues. There are going to be issues for all this week. That's why they put it in here in summer too. Because they're like, the listing's not the same in the summer. But that's what happened today. But overall, I feel like I give it a solid B+.
Yeah.
By tomorrow, we'll go A- for sure.
Hopefully.
I got a bunch of notes here, though. I got to go with everybody. I've been making notes all day.
Oh, gosh.
I know. I just held up my
notepad. That's a lot of writing on a notepad there.
I made a lot of notes. A lot of notes. So, yeah, we're here.
Are we any closer to an executive producer? Did you address
that? No. We're closer in that.
Like, are there options?
Yes, sort of. We're almost to the stage. They've been cut down a bit. They don't even know yet. So no one's been contacted yet if they even made it to the final interview.
No.
But that'll be happening probably this week. So, but no one that sent it in. Listen, it's rare to be able to come into a show this big. So it's hard to find somebody that's done a show this big because there just aren't that many shows this big. So I don't mean that in a braggy way. It's just hard to get another executive producer that's worked and managed a show on 150 stations in 3 countries. And I travel all the time. And so you're just trying to find the person who can manage the best. We'll see how it goes. Got a few.
Well,
got a few good ones. I take that back. There's one person who works on a pretty big show right now. That's all. I mean, this doesn't matter. Okay. It's not even like a tease. But no, I would assume in the next month or so. It's going to be that long.
Oh, man.
Then they have to move here. Mm-hmm. So it'll be a process. That said, we can get going with a little bit more of what's happening here today. Morgan, number two, do you want to do your skinny on the personal stories? We didn't get to it today.
Oh, yeah, I do.
We kind of got lost in everything else that was going on. So here is Morgan, number two, skinny, which a listener requested a couple weeks ago that she do more personal stories about us in it. So here we go. Ramonda, ready? Bobby
Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bones went and saw Reba McEntire and Brooks and Dunn's Las Vegas residency. And while he was in Vegas, he also ziplined over the strip.
Oh, I did do that.
What?
You did? Yeah, how'd you know that?
You know, I just watched social media.
Oh, I did. Here's what happened.
I missed that.
I went to see Reba and Brooks and Dunn, and they play at Caesar's Palace. They have a residency there. And it was their last show until October. And I was like, I got a couple days. I'll go out there. Went out. Fantastic. Hung out with them. Hung out with Kix Brooks more and Ronnie a little bit later and then Reba a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, but Kix was who I was in his room. And then
his hotel room?
No, his like
dressing room.
His dressing room. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if they
I pictured you spending the whole like evening in Vegas with them.
No, I got there and there was the earthquake.
Yes.
Which I talk about coming up. And then I just kind of went down to the show. I wasn't there like days and days ahead of time. So I did that show. And then my friend Nikki was doing a comedy show. I stayed an extra day. And she was like, hey, because we're playing this comedy, this theater, they're letting us go ziplining. Do you want to come with us? And I was like, yeah, sure. So I went and met up with her and her openers. And we all went ziplining. I got to tell you, I wasn't scared at all because I just finished Bear Grylls.
Yeah.
Where I almost died.
You're like, this
and I was
is
like, zipline, give me a break.
Watch me drink my pee now.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's true. Thank you, Morgan, number two. What else you got over there?
Amy lost her driver's license while traveling for her family vacation, but she was still able to fly.
Boom.
Amy.
We didn't get into that today so much, but we will tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Because I thought if you lost your driver's license, you were just screwed. You just didn't get to travel.
Well, I am here to all rescue everybody and let them know what you have to do and how you can still fly.
I thought we were going to talk. Did I not make a note about that in the notes, Mike D? It wasn't on my sheet today about Amy's ID. I meant to talk about that today. Mike D didn't put it on my sheet.
Okay, so we'll get to it tomorrow?
Okay. Yes, tomorrow. Morgan, number two?
Lunchbox went and spent some time with his family, and they did activities like zip lining and whitewater rafting.
Ooh.
How was the whitewater rafting?
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, it's not crazy where you're scared you're going to fall a boat all the time. There are some big rapids, but there was some calm time where you could relax. It was a good introductory to whitewater rafting for people that had never been. And if people were scared, this got them into it. Now people have the itch and we can go somewhere where it's a little more dangerous.
Oh, no. Where? So I was in Pagosa Springs, Colorado.
That's where I want to go ice melts from the mountains.
And there was so much snow this year that the river was like crazy. And my sister lives on the river and I would see people floating by. And we thought about doing it. But this year there's been 7 deaths like on that river. And I was like, okay, so my sister's like, yeah, we're not going to go this year because you just walk. So like maybe when there's less snow and it's not as crazy. But people were still out there. Then these people came by on paddle boards on the river, paddle boarding. And I'm like, great. And they wiped out. And I'm like, well, hope you make it. That's scary. There was kids. I was nervous for them. Lunchbox, you don't.
No, I want to go to the ones that are more a little bit like, I mean, we had like some class 3 and 4, like a couple, but then there's like 2s and 1s. It's like, okay, you can just take a nap during that part.
Wow. But, I mean, that's adventurous.
Morgan number two, what else?
And then Eddie ate a chocolate bunny from last Easter that he found in his pantry.
True.
I guess that made the story. Yeah.
Is it still good?
It's fine. Yeah. Found it in the back of the pantry. I'm like, that's like one of those big bunnies, you know, those Russell Stovers or whatever.
How does it last so long?
Dude, I don't know. It was in the package still.
Sugar.
That's crazy. And I mean like without eating it.
Oh, because it was lost. Like it had fallen in the back of the pantry.
It was a lost bunny.
Mm. Yeah, but I ate it.
You know what else I want to talk about tomorrow? I want to talk about having to send I'm sending Mike notes right now. I have to send my dog away for a few weeks for training.
Yeah.
So send I want to talk away. About that tomorrow too. Put it on the page. What?
Send it away like boot camp?
Kind of. Which is a weird thing for me, but I have to leave anyway for a week.
Right.
Coming up.
So you might as well.
So I might as well.
Yeah.
Instead of hiring someone just to hang out with it, I might as well send it to training. Mm-hmm.
So the dog comes back like, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Like.
Talks human.
Sit and fetch.
I'm not sure. He's so young. I think he's 9 or 10 weeks right now. But I think so. They start training him. They train him like 4 times
talk.
A day.
Yeah.
So Morgan number two, is that it?
I'm Morgan number two. That's your show, Skinny.
There you go. I like that segment. Yeah. Sorry we didn't. Well, I mean, people hearing it now got to hear it, but I like that. Sorry we didn't get to it today. All right, good. Anything else, Amy? Because boy, do I got a set of notes I got to go over.
What are, like with us right now or with other people?
What do you mean? Well, Raymundo is now.
You just said I have a set of notes to go over.
With you, with everybody individually and together. Yeah.
Oh. You're going to have one-on-one meetings
with us? One-on-one.
With some of you.
Dang it.
Raymundo is now having to run the board for the show, so he's dialed in all the time, which is the change for him because I always ran my own board forever.
It is weird not seeing you.
I don't have buttons anymore.
With headphones and running a board.
No headphones, no slides.
Do you like that?
Most of the time today. It's new for Raymundo, so there have been times where he gets distracted because everybody's doing something new today.
Yeah.
But I think I'll love it eventually.
I think, so for you, one of the things you would always do, and it was like a, and I have always, I've sat right across from you, so I see you doing it, and like you would, like a nervous, not a nervous, but
like a nervous
part
tick.
Of your tick, part of your, what you do during the show was press a button over and over, not just once, but it'd be like, and then now you can't do that. And I'm like, what's going to be his new thing?
I just chill out.
Yeah, but you need a thing. Like you're going to have to do something.
My thing's going to be, I'm just going to be funnier.
Okay, maybe it's that. But I was like, what's he going to do without being able to press that button over and over?
There was a button that was already pushed, and you would just push it.
I don't even know if you knew that you did it, but for years, I kind of missed, like today, that's what I missed. I was like, oh, Bobby's not pressing his button.
And then he would move the sliders like down like a centimeter and then up a centimeter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty fun to
you
watch.
You fidget it. It was like the way you'd fidget with the board.
Yeah, good. Good for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not anymore. Those days are over.
The days are, I've matured.
Yes, you have.
How you feel about your new spot over there?
It's good. It's good.
How do you feel about the angle?
I see you really well, so it's great. But then I have to be more intentional about turning.
Amy turned her mic off. As Amy's talking, she hit her microphone and turned
and
it off.
And my chair just
Did you say the S word?
No, I said shoot. I know. I know. My chair hit my button off. But
and
yeah.
One thing I thought about, too, is like we're not going to be able to really attack her the way we sometimes do. You know,
what do you mean?
When we disagree with you, because it's going to really feel like we're attacking you because me and Lunchbox and Morgan too on one side and then Bobby on the other.
Oh, yeah. It does feel like I'm in this. Not always. It does feel like I am being interrogated.
Yeah, it could feel weird.
I'm like, hey,
like we're
guys?
The panel of judges.
Well, the
here.
Reason that you're there really is for a camera angle. So you have your own shot.
Oh, yay.
So.
Hey.
Yes. And you can see a lot of this today, right? Mm-hmm. If they want to watch any of it today or day one, where do they go?
Yep. Facebook, YouTube, and BobbyBones.com. And all of our socials are Bobby Bones Show.
Never heard of them.
Oh, yeah, they're big. People go to this.
Yeah. What's my screen say in front of my desk right now?
At Mr. Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones. Oh, it does. Man, I get some new followers. Let me see if I got any new ones.
Get that 2 million.
Oof. I'm not even thinking about that.
Well, it's, you know, it's
like when I see celebrities with like, what?
I know. Like people I've never even heard of.
Like, what are you talking about?
Like
do
16
that?
Million.
Yeah.
And like you go and you're like, what's their talent? Well, they wear a thong. I'm like, do I need to wear a thong?
Yes. Yes, you do.
Okay, cool. We're done. Because we have some stuff to do, but enjoy today's show. My dog makes an appearance coming up in a second. You'll hear that in the first segment. Raymundo, nice job today.
Gracias,
amigo. I say, let me give everybody a grade real quick on today. What's up? Raymundo, solid B today. On a roll.
Yay.
There you go.
He's over there like busting his butt trying to figure all this out. And he's like, yay,
there
I
were times I looked over to pick up phones and Raymundo's running around in the room not knowing how to answer a phone. Amy?
What? I wasn't on my phone.
Whoa, he hasn't given you a
grade. I haven't given you a grade yet. Why are you such a solid A-minus today?
Thanks. What did I do wrong?
It's not what you did wrong.
Yeah, I didn't do something I didn't do right.
Maybe there's room for growth.
Okay.
I give me a solid C today.
Okay.
You gave yourself a C?
Yeah.
Why?
I need more nerves ticks. I got to find some things to tick out over
here. Where's your Sharpie? Do you have it?
We need to get him a clipboard.
I'm raising me up a letter grade because I didn't get Sharpie on. I get a B now. you guys all over there on the long table, you all get an A plus.
Really? A plus?
I didn't see it. There's no drama with you guys today.
No, man.
I'll take that back. I'm going to lower it down to A minus because Morgan number two's YouTube popped out on the air. She was playing audio through a computer.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Yeah, so they all got an A plus and I got an A minus. Well,
we got an A minus.
They got dropped to an A minus.
Well, I know suddenly just now, and it wasn't even your fault, Lunchbox.
Rarely is.
Team effort.
And I got a question. What happened to you saying it wasn't going to be as cold in the studio because you're not going to be as warm over there? Because you have it colder now than we did before. It is freezing. Are you guys not frozen?
No.
No, I'm good.
I'm not as cold. I feel like my little cubby here keeps me warm.
Oh, my hands are freezing.
I'm good.
Keep it cold. Morgan number two, you good? You warm?
Yeah, I can't feel my hands. They're always typing.
That's what I'm saying.
We keep it cold. And Chris it's was like up here. 65. We had people in here. We can keep it cold. My room is. I looked last night. It was at 67.
So well, this is 65. That's crazy.
Golly. My husband, we fight over it. He keeps it at 77, and I constantly have to.
77?
I'll send you a picture. It's ridiculous.
You guys trying to that jungle feel?
Like, no, he puts it at 77, and I turn it down to like 73. And then I turn a corner, and he turns it back up. And then I come around the corner, I turn it back down. It's like a fight. I'm like, we're not even breaking 70 here.
You think that'll be what ends you guys?
The air? Yeah. My kids are like, they think it feels great because they're Haitian. So they're like, if everyone's happy in there except for me, it's hot.
We're done. Thank you. Here's Monday's show. Good tidings to all. Bye. Mm-hmm.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine, Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, welcome to the show. We're back from vacation. Took a couple days off last week. Morning, studio!
Morning!
And we are in our brand new studio, so you can see it. Go over to Instagram or Facebook. But, yeah, we got a whole new thing. It's our first time in here in like 3 or 4 months. So
crazy.
A lot to catch up on. Everybody's been gone for a while. Let me start with, I'll talk about my dog for a second. So I got a puppy. It was given to me by a friend. And he said, hey, it's the last one left. Nobody's really wanted the puppy because he's the crazy one. It's driving me insane.
Oh, it's crazy.
It's driving me. He's awesome, but it is just.
Can I tell people? I didn't know. I thought you were having the best time because it's like, he's.
It's both.
Your puppy's Instagram gold. So I was like, gold. Oh, look, that's so cute. It's going to be the best thing for him because it's, you know, you getting a dog after losing Dusty, your other dog, was a big decision. So I was like, he finally did it and this is going to be great. They're bonding. And then I posted something about my dog after being on vacation. And I was like, I miss this little fur ball. And you replied, you want mine? And I was like, oh no, there's drama in the house.
There's not drama. He's just a puppy. And I haven't had a puppy in 17 years.
Long time, yeah.
He teethes like crazy.
Yeah.
Here's the bad news. He teethes like crazy and he chews and his teeth are super sharp. I was laying, I didn't have a shirt on, we were on the couch, and he bit my nipple so hard.
Ooh.
And I didn't want to pull him off of my nipple because I would have ripped the nipple. No one wants to rip nipple. And so I had to like undo his jaws. The great news is he's house trained already. Like
oh,
he picked
amazing.
That up super quick. Yeah. And it doesn't use a bathroom in the house. I crate trained him. So I put him in his little bed in his crate. He chills. I have to get up every 4 hours and take him out. Oh,
that's annoying.
It is tough. But he chews on everything. I feel like I'm always tired. I was always tired. But now I'm always watching that clock to make sure I get him out because his bladder isn't big enough yet.
It's like you have a newborn.
Just not so much. But
can
yeah.
you get diapers?
No, I'll be good. Like okay. We'll get it. We're bonding. But you know, friends come over sometimes. They're like, I'm gonna see the puppy. He's so cute.
Mm-hmm,
and then
to.
He ends up like chewing on him.
Okay.
Because his teeth, Morgan number two, you played with him. His teeth are sharp, right?
Oh, yeah. He left little marks in my arm. They're still there. Like, I'm like, it's like I got punctured by a snake, but it's not a snake. It's a little puppy.
And he's just like, puppy. Like trying to get his teeth. His teeth are growing in.
Yeah.
Took him to the vet. It's like $140 for the first.
Well, I mean.
And they were like, you got a bulldog. You're going to be here a lot.
Oh, yeah. Because there's always something wrong.
I got to find somebody because. In August, we leave again for a few days. I got to find somebody to stay at my house with him.
Oh, yeah.
To like dogs that where they just live at my house.
Mm-hmm.
So I got someone to train him. But I love it. I don't love him yet because you got to earn my love.
Yeah.
He hasn't earned it yet.
That's true.
But we're getting along. Do you want to meet him?
Yeah.
He's actually here.
Shut up.
Yeah, he's here.
All what? Right.
Tell him to come on in. Here he is. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, I was like trying to figure out when I could come over.
Now, here you go. Here you go.
Oh, my. Gosh.
There he is. That is Stanley.
Name. Oh my gosh.
He's going to, don't let him bite. He's going to teeth
bite
on you.
Me, bite me. I don't care. I love you. What do you have to say? What do you have to say? He has things to say.
That is Stanley, who was named after Stanley from The Office because he looked like him.
Oh.
But he's so small. Is he smaller than you thought?
It's so small and I love him.
Yeah, don't let him. He's trying to bite Amy's face right now. But
oh my gosh! Oh, I love his rolls. He's got fat rolls.
He hasn't
rolls.
Grown into his skin yet.
Yeah, but don't they always have rolls?
Yeah, but he still hasn't grown into his skin yet.
Oh my gosh! And look at it.
Put him in the guest chair.
Okay, here, Mikey.
Chris Jansen comes in later.
Oh my gosh!
But yeah, does he live up to the hype?
Yeah. And then some. He's probably even cuter in person.
I mean, he is so small.
Oh.
But yeah, I got a bulldog, and that is Stanley.
Well.
What?
Him in that chair right now just took it to next level. That might be the cutest thing ever.
I take him, and I'll go get a smoothie with him, and I still hold him in my arms. Like, he's good being picked up all the time.
Is he going to come to work every day?
When he gets older, he may come more because they just chill.
Yeah.
But he's trying to figure out how to jump down. Okay. And there he goes.
Oh, his little legs are so short. So.
He loves shoes. Loves to eat. He loves to eat anything that he's not supposed to eat and nothing that he is. So I buy him every toy possible. He doesn't eat it. But he loves shoes and toilet plungers. And so it's constant right now.
Wow.
But anyway, hell, he runs all over the place. He jumps off things. He jumps into the pool.
Oh, yeah. You got him a little life jacket, didn't you?
Yeah, but he doesn't like the life jacket.
Oh.
I take a shower. He jumps in the shower. So anyway, there's the dog. You can see it up on the Instagram, on the Facebook page. But there you go. That's him, Amy.
Oh, he is so cute. Oh, I can't even handle it. Oh, hi. Yeah, come over here.
All right. We're going to get started with today's show.
Hi.
What's been great, too, is it's kind of opened up some... Now that
He'll fit in my tote. I'm taking him
he
home.
He will fit in your tote. He's that small. Listen, we'll get going here. Amy's going to play with a dog.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
We were off for a few days, and I always enjoy going out late at night when we're off because I never get to go out late at night when we're on because we wake up so early. So I go to this place called Ego's in Austin, which is... an old school karaoke, and all they do is karaoke, and it's a bar, and it's very indie, meaning a lot of girls with armpit hair, but I'm totally in, because it's a warm crowd that'll love. I mean, they're just so welcoming. People get up and do Journey, and they suck, but everybody's like, "That's amazing!" It was awesome.
You leave there a rock star.
Yeah,
yeah.
You feel like it, and so the first night I go, and I had so much fun. I was like, "We gotta go again." So I called some other friends, and we went three nights in a row.
Wow.
And it stays open until 2 in the morning. And so, but I tell you, I've had two go-to karaoke songs for the past 15 years or so. And they only went over like B minus.
Oh, I thought it was so supportive there.
I know. Well, for me.
Oh, okay.
My go-to 1A has always been the Humpty Dance, Digital Underground.
Yeah.
Oh, jam.
Because I can do it without the lyrics. And part of the great part about doing karaoke is if you know the song so well, you don't have to look at the screen. You can just get the crowd hype. And so I'd be like, stop what you're doing because I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but you all making money, see? So, but then the crowd was kind of like, nah.
Oh, they weren't feeling it.
They weren't really feeling
it. So
I was
like,
all right, all right. Okay. I stretched out my arms, right? Got loose, stretched it out. And then I did nothing but a G thing. I did Dr. Dre.
Oh, no.
And again, I know all the words to this song. And again, they weren't really feeling it.
Mm.
I don't know if it was the crowd.
Yeah, maybe like a younger crowd.
But it started to feel a little dated too. So I've been looking for that new go-to song. Because you want one that's going to please the whole crowd. And you want it to be so good that people don't even listen to you sing. They're just singing along too. Because I'm not trying to get a record deal.
Right.
I got one of those.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to have fun. So I now... offer to you what I think might be my next go-to karaoke song.
Okay, what is it?
Just because it's so fun. And I'm not going to sing it wonderfully, which is part of the fun.
Are you going to sing it to us now?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
But I don't know. I know some of the lyrics, just not all of them, so I have the lyrics here. Raymundo, if you hit my song, please.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, baby.
Huh.
Interesting. Mm.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby, how was I supposed to know? How am I doing?
Good.
That something wasn't right here. Oh, baby, I shouldn't have let you go. And now you're out of sight, yeah. Show me how I want it to be. And tell me, baby, 'cause I need to know. Oh, because everybody,
my loneliness is killing me, and I must confess, I still believe
when I'm not with you, I lose my sign. Oh, yeah, see, okay, hold on, get the final part. Here we go.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
I submit that as my new
I mean, as long as you're not trying to meet a girl when you're out, you're
why?
Not. No. Because you sound a little feminine singing that. And you say baby weird. Baby.
Yeah, you just say baby.
Yeah, it's like it's weird. I'm like, why is he saying baby like that? Do it again. Oh, baby.
That's how she does it.
Okay. I mean, it's fine. I don't know. If you're trying to meet a girl when you're out.
Well, I'm not trying to be Mr. Masculine.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm trying to be Mr. Fun.
Okay, just go have a good time then. you might meet some guys.
You do you.
Might meet some guys.
Yeah.
Good.
Which is fine.
Good.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I need to do.
New friends.
Yeah. Morgan, number two, what do you think about that? If you saw me doing that as my go-to karaoke song.
I think it would be funny. Mm. I mean,
right.
You would attract people that would laugh at that instead of people who take things too seriously. So,
So you vote yes.
Yes.
Lunchbox?
You were worried about being old. I feel like that song is old also.
and it
just didn't, like, the energy maybe is wrong in here, maybe a karaoke bar, but it did not feel like that's the song that's going to get the crowd hyped. I think there's better options.
Yeah. We need to work on
that.
Eddie?
Oh, man. I think you're stuck in a time frame.
Yep.
See?
We need to help you.
What about, like, the get up? Like,
no, that's not, you don't do that at karaoke.
Party in the USA.
That's too new.
Ooh.
What do you got? Yes or no?
I vote no.
Three no's.
I'm sorry. I think that we could work on it.
What do you think about that?
I thought that was all just a joke.
Okay. All right. Let me look for another one.
Okay.
Here's our phone number, 877-77-BOBBY.
This is a big deal, like finding a new go-to. It's like your profile pic.
Yeah, because you know what I'll do? I'll practice it at home.
Yes.
So then when I do get called, they're like, bring in the lefty. Then I go
like,
up and
like
I do
a pitcher.
Yeah,
and then it just seems like you're just... you know, organically, naturally good at it, but really
you've
been practicing. Wow.
Bobby really knows Britney Spears.
Wow.
That's what I'm hoping for. Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
In Louisiana, they're still recovering from Hurricane Barry over the weekend. Officials are warning never drive through water on the road. Always turn around. In sports news, congrats to Novak Djokovic. He beat Roger Federer in the men's Wimbledon final. And finally, at Newark Airport, a JetBlue flight was evacuated after a prankster sent a picture of an explosive device to every iPhone on board, including the flight attendants. Everybody is okay. JetBlue flights are taking off as scheduled now.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
On this day in 1990, which the 90s is 29 years ago. Morgan, number two, what year were you born?
1993.
She was born after The Dance went number one.
Oh, wow.
Which is crazy.
Our lives are better left to chance.
This came out before she was born. That's crazy. Is this song old to you, Morgan, number two?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It was probably like one of the first country like albums I started listening to was Garth Brooks. So,
but I'm saying that's like
seven.
Led Zeppelin to me. Like in the I was born in 1980.
Mm-hmm.
So like Zeppelin in the 70s. Seems so old. Wow. Well, Garth Brooks spends the first of 3 weeks at number one on the country charts with The Dance. Tony Ryder wrote the song. He was a little-known Nashville songwriter at the time who met another little-known songwriter named Garth. And when Garth Brooks heard The Dance, he said, hey, if I ever get a record deal, I'm going to cut that song. So he credits the back-to-back successes of both The Dance and Friends in Low Places. And we talked to him on the show about this. And this is him on the phone. And he was like, if I get one thing for people to remember me for, it's...
The Dance, off the very first record. That just kills me. This is the one that just, when it comes, everybody just kind of just tunes in. The truth is, man, if it's a trivia show, I don't care if they get my name right, but I hope they get the name of the song right, because that's what lives forever.
On this day, Garth Brooks, The Dance, goes number one and stays there for a few weeks. There you have it. You know, the only thing to move from... our old studio to our brand new studio today. There's only one in this whole room, only one thing.
Yeah, I have no idea what it is. No. I've been trying to figure it out.
Morgan, number two, do you know? The one little thing that came from the other studio to our brand new studio today.
No, I have no idea.
Lunchbox?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Us.
No. Eddie?
Yeah, I got it.
Go ahead.
We just can't see it because you're sitting on it.
The Garth Brooks chair.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Speaking
okay.
of Garth Brooks,
mm-hmm.
there you go.
That was the transition, Amy.
I get it.
Okay.
I get it now.
Garth Brooks gave me this chair.
Clever.
Yeah. There you go. Thank you very
Where
much.
Where is my Dierks Bentley chair?
It doesn't fit.
Oh, where is my Tim Cherry Underwood?
I want this chair.
I have no. Hey, Raymundo.
But where are our old chairs?
Where did everybody's chairs go?
I think they're all still sitting in another room.
Okay, as long as they're still around, okay. I don't know.
You gonna go sit in it at home?
Well, I mean, you can
take it. Take it with you.
I probably would take it.
Yeah, take it with you. Yeah. There you go. Hey, we're gonna play it right now. Here's Garth Brooks, "The Dance." It was number one on this day 29 years ago.
The Bobby Bones Show.
We've had some days off. Whenever that earthquake hit. California?
Yeah.
I got hit in that earthquake. I was in Vegas and it shook Vegas.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, wait, is he in California? And then I saw you were in Vegas. So I was like, so confused.
Yeah.
I get it.
I went to watch Reba and Brooks and Dunn because, you know, I promised them I was going to go watch them. And I was like, all right, I got a couple days. So I flew over and watched that show. But I get there and the earthquake shakes and I'm in the top of this building. I'm not kidding you. The whole building is shaking. The lights were swinging back and forth, partially because we were so high. So the earthquake was felt higher you went, but like swimming pool, it was crazy. I thought the wind was blowing the place over and everyone starts screaming in my hotel room like, oh, there's an earthquake. And I'm like, I'm by myself. And I'm like, what is happening? And I walk out and everybody's running through the hallways, freaked out. But I survived.
Yeah. You survived? I
saved like 9 people too.
Wow.
Yeah. And by save, I mean, I yelled at them. Did you feel that earthquake?
Run.
But it was crazy. It was really the talk of the town that whole night.
Wow. Now I get it. I was like, how is he feeling the earthquake in California? But that makes sense.
I was in Vegas, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was not exactly in Los Angeles. It was a little closer to that spot in the middle of them.
Wow.
But I felt the ground shake, man. It was crazy. So I went to Vegas and I watched that show, which I don't think they'll do it live again until maybe like the fall. It was really good. Like Garth Brooks, no, excuse me. We were talking about Garth last break. Like Brooks and Dunn and Reba, they come out together. And so there's not an opener or a closer. And they do a couple songs together and they play like first part of hits. And then Reba goes away and Brooks and Dunn does. It's just one massive song after the other. And then Reba comes out and they do a thing again. And then Brooks and Dunn, then Reba, and they do a thing again in the end. And before you know it, 2 hours. And you know every song.
Oh, yeah. That sounds so fun.
It's wild. And there were a lot of listeners there. Just from all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
It was real good. I did that. And I actually gambled for the first time.
And?
I didn't feel like a rush or anything. I made a little bit of money.
Oh, but you were able to stop?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
I mean, I never had a problem.
I just was
playing a lot of poker.
Right.
And I stopped playing. Yeah. But I gambled and it was fine. I played, craps. Played a lot of craps.
Yes.
But I took money I was like, I'm just going to blow this money and then I'm done. I went knowing that it was entertainment money. And it just wouldn't lose. I was like, I'm just trying to lose this money. It just wouldn't lose. And so I came back with a little more than I went with.
Yeah.
But it was good. I shot a few weeks ago the Bear Grylls show, Running Wild with Bear Grylls.
Yeah.
And they called me and they said, hey, will you come and speak on a panel about the show? And I was like, why me? And they were like, because you were one of the best on the show.
Shut up.
Yeah, look at me.
Like one of the best survivalists?
I think I'm the only one who survived.
Oh, that
everyone
would be
else
interesting.
Is dead. I think everybody else died. Yeah. I think Brie Larson. I think she's been announced, right?
Yes.
I'm like from Captain Marvel.
Maybe from you. I don't know if she's been announced.
I think she has.
Okay, let's just say she has.
I think, so that happened over vacation. I got a lot of stories. Went to Austin for a while. But we'll catch up on all that later. Are you good?
Yeah, great. Glad to be back.
How are the kids?
Yeah, they're so good. They're getting excited about, they still have tutoring, but they're really worried about when school is starting. And I can't tell if it's because they're excited or they're dreading it. Because they're not really saying either way. They're just really concerned.
Like, are they doing homeschool still? Or are you going to try to put them in a public school?
One more semester of this homeschool thing. But like every day, it's when does school start again? And I keep saying August 10th or August 11th or something. And every day they still say, when is that? Because I can't tell if it's like because they're excited or they're dreading it. I'd rather not know.
Have you taken them completely out of learning?
No. They still, we were in Colorado and they had to log in and
even
do.
Even in summer?
Mm-hmm. They had to log in and do, they're still in tutoring. And while we were on vacation, they had to log in and do their math and do reading. Yeah, we don't have time to spare. We can't, no lull in education right now with these two. We're playing catch up.
All right. That stinks for them.
Well, I know, but trust me.
I guess they're from another country. They don't understand summer. They get off.
Yeah, they get to be kids. It's fine, but they also do have to learn. They probably think that's what all kids do.
Yeah, just tell them that.
Uh-huh.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Miranda Lambert has a new single coming out this Thursday. It's called It All Comes Out in the Wash, and she shared a sneak peek of the song with one of her Glam Jam videos on Instagram. Here's a clip. It'll all come out in the wash.
I think we're all pretty excited for Miranda Lambert to have new music.
Yeah, I
what
like
else?
It.
Morgan number two?
Dolly Parton's theme park, Dollywood, is being featured in a new Hallmark Christmas movie called Christmas at Dollywood, and Dolly Parton is going to be a little cameo in the movie.
You know, Amy, you have really inspired me to try to get in one of these movies.
Yeah, if you get in, can I be an extra?
Listen, we're away from this. They record them in like early parts of the year.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like I could reach out to Hallmark and be...
No, I feel like you totally could. And this is one of those times where 100% I want to be on your coattails so bad. Like, I'll just take a small little scene. Dreams, goals, Hallmark movie, especially Christmas.
Well, it would all be Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, Morgan number two, what else?
So actor Chris Pratt showed up at two Nashville bars, Robert's Westin World and Tootsie's, where he joined the bands on stage. In one performance, he covered Johnny Cash, and all the fans were freaking out. I've been a little further down the line, walking over the river.
I mean, I don't think anybody's going to confuse them for one of the acts, but that's fun. That would be super fun to see Chris Pratt get up at a honky-tonk. I went out honky-tonking a little bit on Saturday night.
Yeah.
I had a friend in from Austin, and she was like, I've never been to the honky-tonks. And I was like, all right. So we went down, and she had never seen anything like that. It's mayhem.
Oh, that's awesome.
Broadway's mayhem. And everybody was so good. I was like, oh, you haven't seen how good. Like, even the musicians who play in the honky-tonks are elite level. And so, yeah, it was fun. We didn't see Chris Pratt, though.
Mm-mm.
So, Morgan number two, is that it?
Yep, I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
Thank you.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
It's been 75 years since Betty Sue Sisson had her wallet stolen, but it was recently found, along with 14 others during a high school renovation from 75 years ago. All of the wallets were from the mid-1940s, and were found stuffed inside a heating vent at the old Centralia High School in Illinois.
Wow.
The money was gone, but the wallet still had photos, info, and documents inside. Betty's now 89, and they got her wallet back to her.
That's crazy.
And she was like, I got all my pictures back, which is super cool. Wouldn't that be so cool?
Yeah, especially back then, having a picture in your wallet is probably a really big deal.
Or even like living that long. Let's not let that get lost, too.
Yeah, she's 89.
Yeah, that's shout 75 out. Years ago. Anyway, I thought that story was good, and that is what it's all about.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Clay County, Missouri. Police were looking for a guy wanted on felony charges. He runs from them and hides. They can't find him anywhere. They're looking through some yards, and all of a sudden they hear...
Oh.
He let out a loud fart.
Oh.
And they were able to find him in the bushes.
Oh.
Your sound was kind of gross, though. But,
well,
I don't even need a sound.
But yeah, that's what the police heard, and that's how they found him.
Was it that?
Oh, like, could he not hold it? I can always hold it. Always. There's never been a time where I really had to hold it where I couldn't hold it.
That's not true. You always say that.
In my
not
life?
True.
With a poot? Yeah.
Really?
I don't think so. Yeah.
That's skill.
I mean, sometimes you can make it silent.
Yes.
And not make it loud, but.
That's the sound effect I would have preferred.
How did it go?
No. Or all why right. didn't you just go like
or
well, it had to be loud.
All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Hey, welcome to the show. Time to play Amy versus Lunchbox. It's the game we play where we match up. Guys and the girls. Amy, you get three dude questions.
Yep.
Are you ready?
Ready.
All right. Question number one. Who won their fifth Wimbledon title yesterday?
I don't know. I didn't watch. Shoot. Fifth?
Who won their fifth Wimbledon title yesterday?
Five. Is it males or females? Or does it matter?
Well, only one was yesterday.
Only one was yesterday. I don't know. Oh, man. My sister-in-law's at Wimbledon. Wish she would have texted me.
Your sister was at Wimbledon?
My sister-in-law. Oh. My husband's sister.
All right.
She's there for...
Need an answer, please?
Work. Oh, shoot. Let me see. Did I see anything on her Instagram?
I'm sorry, incorrect. Know. Lunchbox.
Novak Djokovic.
Djokovic is correct.
Would not have guessed him.
All right, Amy, question number two.
Yeah.
A hack, a bow, and crosscut are all types of what? A hack, bow, and crosscut are all types of what?
A hack. They're type, crossbow, hack, whack. A type of,
A hack, a bow, and crosscut are all types of what?
Axe throwing.
Types of axe throwing?
Mm-hmm. Into the tree.
No. Lunchbox you can steal?
Different types of saws.
Saws is correct.
Okay. Hacksaw, that makes sense.
A hacksaw, a bow saw, and a crosscut. Okay. Apparently is a saw too. I didn't know that one. All right, here we go. Next up, Amy, your question is... Any given Sunday, The Godfather and Scarface are all movies starring what actor? I'll read it again. These are all questions typically meant for dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Any given Sunday, The Godfather and Scarface are all movies about what actor?
Shoot. I've seen a little bit of Godfather, but it's like Robert De Niro, but maybe it's not him.
And an answer, please.
It's that guy. It's not Robert De Niro. It's the other guy that I would confuse with Robert De Niro.
What's your answer?
Robert De Niro.
I'm sorry.
What's his name?
Lunchbox you can steal?
Al Pacino.
Al Pacino. That's it. They're like the same to me.
He stole all three.
Okay. It's okay. I can come back.
Lunchbox, over to you. By the way, Amy's up 6-4 this season. Amy's in the lead. Lunchbox, you get three questions when we Google questions for ladies that come to you. How to Get Away with Murder. You ever watch that show?
Yeah, I've seen it before.
It announced its upcoming 6th season will be its last.
Man, I can't believe it's still on.
It was really good for about a season, wasn't it?
Yeah, but then it just got so ridiculous.
I stopped watching once it got nutty.
Yeah.
Who is the creator of that show?
Shonda Rhimes.
Yeah.
Shonda Rhimes for the win.
Yeah!
Woo! When he was pausing, I was like, yes, he's not going to get it.
She did some other show that you guys liked, but I never watched it.
Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
Wasn't there another show she did?
Scandal.
Yeah. That's the one I never saw.
Good. Yeah, I'm like, how does she have all that in her brain?
Is Scandal over?
Is it?
It's not going anymore, is it?
Is it?
You know what I saw was still, like, 24 is...
Still going?
No, not 24. What's the other show?
Survivor.
No. Designated
Survivor. Designated
Survivor.
Oh.
It like came
That's
on Netflix.
Still going?
It's got a new season on Netflix.
Yeah. Oh, I might check that out.
I saw Netflix also has Mad Men now, which I don't think they did. Did Netflix have Mad Men? Because now it's up into my section where they're highlighting it.
Oh, well, have you ever, you've never seen it, right?
Mm-mm.
You should.
I watched one episode once and I was like,
okay.
It wasn't super interesting. You liked it?
Yeah. Binged it back in the day.
What are you watching now? Anything?
What are we watching? My husband and I are watching, what's it called? Point of Interest.
What's
Person
that?
Of Interest.
What's that?
Okay, so there's this computer system that somehow generates, it was made to find terrorists, but instead it started picking up anybody that was in the line of danger, not just terroristic threats. Like if I was plotting to kill you as my friend, we'd pop up in the system, and then this guy who's this awesome ex-military guy who's awesome, like intervenes and he'd save your life, basically.
You watching anything, Lunchbox?
I'm watching Workaholics from Comedy Central. It's with Adam Devine, and it's just really funny, inappropriate humor.
Is it a scripted show?
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
What's the show where they go around pranking people all the time? Isn't it an Aholic show?
No, that's Impractical Jokers.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. You like that one?
That's pretty bad.
Oh, it is?
I think it's pretty bad.
Scandal's over, by the way.
Oh, man, I need to catch up on that last season then. Yeah.
And by the way, Lunchbox is our winner. Let's play a song here. All I do is
and they stay there, and they stay there.
There he goes. All right, congratulations, 6-5, getting a little closer. It's probably the last season. Speaking of series finales,
really?
Probably this game, unless we find a new wrinkle to it, especially if Lunchbox wins again.
Are you kidding?
He's won two seasons in a row.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. I've been winning this one.
Okay, good luck. The Bobby Bones Show. So, what'd you do on your vacation?
We went to Colorado.
I saw you guys up in the mountains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did a lot of hiking, a lot of family time, because my family is there and my husband's family is there too, so at the same time. So lots of bonding and cousin time for the kids, which was great. And then just being outdoors, and that's like my favorite part.
I saw on Instagram where your husband had climbed a mountain behind you.
Yeah, so we had to four-wheel, and it's no joke. Like, to get to this waterfall we wanted to go see, it was like an hour four-wheeling drive, like through the rocks. Like, there was a couple times where I was like, okay, we're gonna tip over in this four-wheeler, but we made it. And then when you get to the waterfall, you have to hike up to it. And then we get up to the waterfall and there's this huge cross, and I'm like, oh well, that's pretty, thinking, well, it's just a cross. But no, it's there because someone died there, which is really sad. But it's because they were climbing probably, you know, how they shouldn't be. And so we're in the waterfall enjoying it, and I think my husband's right by us, and I'm like, look at our daughter in the waterfall. She's having so much fun. And then I look over, and he's to the left, like, going free solo. Like, climbing, like, scaling this mountain with nothing. And I'm like, get down from there. I was mortified. He got a talking to. Because the cross. Did you see the cross? Like, somebody already died right there. That should be proof enough that you don't need to go rogue.
He got a talking to. What does a talking to sound like from you? What do you say to your husband?
I can't believe, like, you're going to leave me with these two kids because you're going to fall and there's nothing we can do. And what? We put you on the four-wheeler, take you an hour back down, then maybe get you to the hospital in time. You're dead by then.
And what does he say back when you give him a talking to?
He's like, I was fine. He's like, I was fine. I knew. I'm like, I'm sure that this person that died here thought they were fine too. All it takes is one little slip. I was definitely the party pooper there, but it was beautiful.
Did he get irritated at you because you were getting irritated at him?
Probably because I got irritated from him in front of everybody.
Oh, you know? Publicly?
Yes, because I was scared. And, you know, he's like a guy. He feels like he got this. Like, he can handle the outdoors. And then there's me, like, freaking out on him like he has never, you know, climbed anything before. Is basically how I was acting. But I think the cross terrified me. Had the cross not been there, I'd have been like, oh, amazing, fun. But, like, I don't need him setting that kind of example.
Yeah.
For our kids, you can't just go climb things.
And did your son want to go climb after he did?
Yes. No, my daughter even more so. Like, she's the one that's a little bit more adventurous. Stevenson's like, my feet. I'm like, oh,
Stevenson's like me. I'm like, you know what? Where's the Wi-Fi?
Stashira's like, I want to take my shoes off. Like, this is too much. But yeah, no, he did. He went rogue and scared the crap out of me.
Best and worst from vacation?
Worst would be I got lost hiking, but I found my way back.
How long did you get lost?
2 hours. By myself.
You went hiking by yourself?
By myself, because it was... And my sister-in-law's, my husband's sister's house. Like, it's on a bunch of land. Like, I kind of feel like, because we've been going there for so long, I knew the area and animal trails, and I would figure my way back. But, 2 hours. And the worst part is, I would say the worst part is that when I got back to the house, nobody was looking for me. Like, nobody, they just thought, I was like, hey, guys, like, at what point were y'all going to, like, send a crew? Because I didn't know where I was.
Bring the cross.
Yeah, or something. Like, be worried about me. I had no snacks. I had one bottle of water. One, because I was just...
But that's on you, though.
I know, but I was just going out on, like, a 45-minute hike, and I thought one animal trail would lead to the next animal trail, and I'd figure it out. But then all of a sudden, there was lots of animal trails, and they ended. And I didn't know which one got me there.
Did you get scared?
I did, because I started rationing my water, like, little sips. And then I was like, ooh. And then I started thinking, I'm going to have to drink my urine. And then I started thinking, okay, I need to be smart about this. So I knew when I left the house, the sun was to my back. And so, and then I was like, and the sun rises in the east. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't really play into how it saved me. Well, actually, my first thought was the sun rises in the east, and where's the sun? And then that made me think of where the sun was when I started. And that's what saved me, the sun, because I knew I needed to turn and walk towards the sun.
Yeah. That's good. Good on you.
Thank you.
Two things. One, you did great with the sun, knowing where it came from, so you knew the other way to go.
Yeah.
Like, you knew since it was behind you when you started to walk toward it now.
Thank you.
And secondly, instead of following animal trails, because if you don't know how to get back, because you can get lost.
I did.
Right? And you can lose what direction you're walking.
100%.
So when you get to a tree, find another tree to walk to. Mm. When you get to that tree, find another tree to walk to. And if you keep making lines from tree to tree or stop to stop, you won't get off course.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Good tip.
Because you can, like, kind of wander around.
How do you know all this?
I grew up in the woods. That's why I want Wi-Fi all the time.
Yeah, all the woods, it all looks the same. It starts to all blend together and looks the same.
Which is why you just go point to point. If you're lost, the best way to get out is to straight line it out. First of all, you can follow water. If you find water, follow water.
That my husband has taught me that.
Secondly, if there's nothing else and you're like, I don't know where I am, walk a straight line. Really, you can just stop, and if they know where you are, just stay in one spot.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're like, I feel good, go point to point to point to point.
Yeah. I didn't want a bear to get me, so I was singing the entire time.
Oh, because, yeah, bears don't, bears don't like people out of tune. I've heard
no, no. They don't like, you're supposed to make noise. Did you know that? If you are, feel unsafe, which I felt like I was in unsafe territory, I just sang.
You walk into the woods like this?
Yes. Yes. This was me. I was like, keep away. I sang George Strait, but that was the worst of times probably.
Oh yeah, your best of times from vacation?
Yeah, best of times would be all the cousin times that, like watching my kids have cousins is cool to me because, you know, it's still new. We've only had them a year and a half and, you know, they came from Haiti with no cousins and then now they're here and it's so cute to be like, oh, this is my cousin. I love it.
Well, I'm glad you're back. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you're safe.
Thank you.
You're rationing your water already. You should just went to the pee immediately and had water for later.
No. I did have to stop and pee, though, but I didn't have a way to collect
it. And then you're worried about wasting it.
No, I didn't. But how was I supposed to collect it? Because I wasn't going to ruin my fresh water.
Into your cup of hands and go right back to it. Recycle it.
I'm curious what Bear would do.
Bear Grylls?
Your friend, yeah.
I'll ask him.
Okay. All right. Whoa. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So Netflix is eliminating a lot of scenes of people smoking.
I saw
with the ultimate goal of not ever airing any smoking scenes.
The guy in Stranger Things smokes a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that was pretty controversial because a lot of kids watch that show.
Yeah. And after hearing results of some study of like how tobacco use in shows influences people watching, they've promised to cut down on scenes with characters smoking. And again, the end goal is to eliminate on-screen smoking.
We should eliminate all smoking and drinking and crime, and bad words.
What are we going to watch?
What else? What about, what's that show I like about the drug dealer?
Narcos?
How am I going to watch?
Amy could watch nothing.
Yes. How can I watch Narcos?
I'm okay with them eliminating smoking for shows that kids should watch. Just in general, it is a bit weird. And I get it. Like, we know. Like, as adults, don't we know you shouldn't smoke and how awful it is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just not for taking all the guardrails off everything and removing all fun because we got to protect a small group.
Mm-hmm.
So, but good. Shows the kids watch, let's take the cigarettes out. All right, what else?
So Chick-fil-A isn't open on Sundays. And do you know how much money they miss out on because they're not open that one day?
I do.
It's staggering.
With a B.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$1 billion.
Now, here's what I think. Because this person died who set the rule. The founder, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. He's no longer living. I didn't know that.
He started the company in 1946.
Oh. So I think if he were alive today, he'd be like, you know what? We should open on Sunday and we should tithe part of our the money we make.
Right. Well, I think there's that, but also he wants his employees to be able to have off that day and be with family.
Great. It's just a different time. If you want to come in on Sunday, you should be allowed to come in on Sunday.
You think if he sees the B, he's like,
no,
okay.
I just think times have changed since the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even with church,
like
things have changed. And I think if he were alive now, he would go, you know what? I could take the money on Sunday that people, when they wanted to come to work, the money I made and donate it back to the church.
Right.
Yeah.
I think things would be different.
Here's a quote.
Go ahead. I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday.
It's not about being closed. It's about how we use that time. And I think they want their employees to have Sunday to rest.
Which they can volunteer to come and work overtime.
Yeah.
I just want a chicken sandwich on Sunday. All right.
I know. It's the worst when that's obviously like when you're craving it. Nearly 70% of Americans say that they would pay for Disney Plus, which, I mean, Bobby, you're familiar with the Disney Plus, right?
It's basically Netflix. It starts up in the winter of this year, and it's Disney's version of Netflix. It's all the ABC stuff. They pulled everything off of all the superhero stuff off of Netflix, and it's going to be Disney and the Marvel stuff and Nat Geo.
Oh, cool.
Like that entire channel and all of that, which is cool for me because my Bear Grylls, it goes up on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Which is one of the big things that we're like, oh, it's going to be awesome because people are going to start subscribing and it's going to be one of the big shows that we promote.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
People say they're willing to pay $6.99 a month.
Bill, though. Like, that stinks.
Right. Mm-hmm. But then 20% of people out there saying part of the survey, they're like, oh, we'll pay more. I'm like, calm down. Like,
I think the question was, would you pay more?
Okay. But don't just say no. No, I wouldn't, Disney. So then they won't charge you more. But You can either, apparently Disney might have two plans, Disney Plus, $6.99 a month, or $69.99 a year, which will get you like $5.83 per month. But you have to pay it all up front.
What was that? How many dollars?
$69.99.
Yeah. $69.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'll subscribe. I work for ABC. Yeah, maybe I get a free.
Yeah.
Like I get a free iHeartRadio subscription.
Maybe you get a pass. Yeah, a free pass.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, everybody's got their own streaming services coming out in the next year. Netflix has theirs. They're losing The Office and Friends. They're going to two different places. The Office is going to NBC's. Friends is going to HBO. You know, that's the big platform. I think it's called HBO
Go.
Go.
Plus. It's, everything's plus.
It's already Go.
It's but HBO's like holding a lot of that. HBO Max is what it's called.
Oh, okay. Max. Okay. Yeah. I got to see what I have access to with my new plan now that I don't have cable. But I have all this stuff. Like, in whatever we got, like, I have Netflix. But I don't know if that's on my Apple TV. I don't know.
Disney Plus will have Captain Marvel, Dumbo, Avengers Endgame, Aladdin, Toy Story 4, Lion King.
Wow, you can just watch them whenever you want?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this is crazy. Thanks to a doorbell security camera, a couple was able to escape their house when it was on fire. So they're asleep, their phones start going off with the security alert from their doorbell system. Well, it had sensed that their porch was engulfed in flames.
Wow.
And so it started sending them alerts like, something's on your porch, and it was a fire. So they were able to-
It was the devil. Yeah. Guys, there's the devil at the door.
But they were able to grab their two young kids, and they were able to get out
that
in time.
Cool.
Before the fire made its way inside, because you know when you're sleeping.
It's crazy that a doorbell camera can, and I know I do endorsements for a doorbell camera, the one that I have at my house, but it's crazy they can do all of that.
Mm-hmm.
That they can monitor, one, if people are there, because I talk to people, like Eddie will come over to the house, and I'll talk to him through my camera.
It's really weird.
Yeah.
You see, what was it, Happy Gilmore? Whenever he's talking to him through the little button. No. Oh. It's a total reference.
Yeah. Sweet reference.
Early, late 90s reference there. Yeah, that's good. Saved him from a fire, right?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Chris Jansen will be able to perform in 1 hour. So if you're a Chris Jansen fan, hang out. Over to Amy now. She's got the morning corny.
The morning corny.
Why don't mummies go on summer vacation?
Why don't mummies go on summer vacation?
Because they're afraid to relax and unwind.
Oh, unwind.
Oh.
They're a mummy.
Wraps.
Got it.
There you go. There you go. Oh.
That was the morning corny.
By the way, we're back from a little vacation ourselves. Mm-hmm. We can update you guys later. Amy said last hour that she got lost in the woods. She went on a hike for 45 minutes, and 2 hours later, she was lost and thinking about drinking her own pee.
Yeah.
So if you missed that, go listen to the podcast. Lunchbox, what'd you do?
Went to the mountains and rented a cabin with 27 family members.
Oh, yeah.
Who paid for that?
Oh, we all paid our share.
Oh, like, you split it.
Everybody gave their credit card.
Oh, you should have done the credit card ruler, or you
yes.
draw one.
Oh. Yeah, that would be quite the bill.
How was the baby on a vacation with 27 people?
It was great because there was six kids under the age of four. So, I mean, it was just a bunch of babies everywhere. They played with each other. They ran around, a lot of crying, a lot of poopy diapers, and just pure chaos, really.
Did other people take care of your baby? So was that kind of awesome?
Yeah, that was really cool because there was hands always there. So if the baby was crying and you ignored it for a minute, grandma, grandpa, aunt, uncle, cousin, someone was coming to take care of the baby so you didn't have to do anything.
That's awesome.
You could stay upstairs, play pool, play video games, whatever you wanted to do, and someone had that baby.
Eddie, you went to?
Florida.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Oh, guys, I had shark encounters. One, I caught a shark, a 4-foot shark. I've never done that
How'd
in my
catch
life.
Catch a shark?
I was trying to just catch like a fish, like a regular redfish.
Oh, you
fish.
Caught it
on a
like
fishing
a rod and reel.
Pole, yeah. And so I caught a 4-foot shark, freaked me out, and then later that day I go out in a kayak that I rented by myself. I fish, catch nothing, so I dump my bait. Guys, 8 sharks are surrounding my kayak, and that day I was done with sharks. Like. Done. I didn't even want to hear the word shark.
Wow, we're all lucky to be back here.
Amy survived. I was in an earthquake.
Yeah.
Like we almost all died over vacation. Amy got lost on a hike. I was in the earthquake on July, whatever that day was.
Oh, you'll Eddie never forget that day.
Got ate by sharks.
That's right.
I don't know what day it was, but never forget. I don't know what day it was. Lunchbox, how'd you almost die?
I went, what do you call that? Were you ziplining?
Oh,
yeah. Did something go wrong? Yeah.
Well, my dad's helmet flew off because he was going so fast, so I felt like I almost died with him.
That's scary.
His helmet flew off.
Like, it went down. Like, he came to the end and he hit the little, like, they hit the brake and he slammed into it and his helmet flew down into the woods. And they go, first time that's ever happened.
Yeah. Morgan, number two, did you almost die?
Yeah. I mean, I rode in taxis in New York City for the first time and I was scared the whole time.
Well, if we're ranking them, we have five almost deaths here. I go. I was in a 4. I'm looking here. It was a 4.9 where I was.
That's a big deal.
I was in an earthquake.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
I go Amy at number two.
Thank you.
Because she was lost for 2 hours in the woods.
Okay. It was traumatic.
Eddie.
Oof. Eight sharks surrounded my kayak.
But they were babies.
No. 6 foot. 6 foot sharks. About your size, Bones.
Lunchbox.
Okay, guys. I forgot. I was attacked by rabid dogs.
Okay. You already had a chance.
No. I tried to block it from my memory. I went for a run.
Eddie is three. You can't throw. You've already submitted.
And these two dogs came at me, and they had their teeth out, and I had to yell, hey! And they stopped, and then I had to go back the same way when I came back, and guess what? Guess what was waiting for me? The rabid dogs.
They're probably like the Pooh Bear and Tigger, the neighbors.
No, cute. I was in the backwoods.
Lunch. Oof.
The rabid dogs.
Well, Lunchbox's dad's helmet came off as almost nothing. I'm going to go Morgan number two at four and Lunchbox at five. There you go. That's the power rankings of our near-death experiences.
Yeah.
All right. There we have it.
I'm glad we're all back. Gosh.
Yeah,
I'm just thankful. And we're all safe. Food and water.
We have our brand new studio. Dude, you got to remember, if you almost die, you got to come in loaded with that. You didn't even tell me yesterday that you almost
died.
Guys,
I'm telling you, I tried to block it from my memory, and I didn't go for a run the rest of the vacation because I was scared of those dogs. Mm.
Wolves, maybe? Amplify it.
Oh, they were wolves and
coyotes.
Wolves and coyotes. They were friends. They were in a pack.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and there was bears.
All right, see? Channing Tatum posted a video of him ranting about how he downloaded this app, and he's like, oh, it's been spying on me. And so it's this app. I was watching him talk about it. It's called The Pattern. So he downloads it, and then he goes to a therapy session, and then the app starts talking back to him about things he was talking about in therapy.
No way.
Listen to this. Here's Channing Tatum on his Instagram.
People of The Pattern, people that use The Pattern, you need to DM me right now and tell me how you know this stuff. I don't even know if I want to know this stuff. I don't even know if I want to know. I don't know if anybody should know this stuff. I was just in therapy yesterday. I'm in therapy. Whatever. Everybody should be in therapy. And I just get a notification on my phone this morning, boop, pops up, and using the exact words that we were using in therapy. Is the phone listening? Are you listening through the phone, Pattern?
He's talking to the people at the app. And so he's like, DM me. And people then go, and they're on it so much, and they're sending messages that takes it offline.
Oh, my goodness.
You know people are listening, right?
Yeah, I believe it. But I mean, a specific app, like, taking in every word that you're saying, and then somehow I don't know the rest of the story, but I guess it scared him enough to be like, what?
Well, he comes off as kind of like an alien guy on his Instagram. He's like, I know you're listening. Yeah. I know you're there.
I believe him.
And then they replied back, hey, at Channing Tatum, thanks for letting us know you planned on crashing our servers today. Ooh. We'll be sliding into your DMs shortly.
Nice.
Yeah, so I don't even know what the Pattern app is, though.
You want to know something really weird that happened to me on Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
So Candace Cameron Bure or whatever, you know, from Fuller House.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a picture. I didn't even like the photo. I hadn't even had time to like it yet, but I saw it and I'm scrolling and I'm like, ooh, cute shoes. And I didn't know what they were, but they were.
Did you say it out loud?
No, in my head.
Only in your head.
Only in my head. I didn't even like the photo, y'all. And it was leopard print bottom with a clear strap. And I'm like, cute.
In your head.
In my head.
Right.
I keep scrolling. Maybe a post from you of your dog, maybe a post from, you know, Eddie or something. Then I keep scrolling, then boom, it's an ad, Vincent Komodo, that's where the shoes are. I literally was like, those are so cute. I wonder what brand they are. Worry about that later. Two scrolls down, there's the shoes.
So if I can play devil's advocate of them reading your mind, which is what you're thinking, I would say that if you sat on it a while, it's probably reading that.
She didn't even tag them.
No, I know. Okay. Listen, they have it all down.
Okay. Yeah, I know. They must have already, whenever she posted that, somebody at Vincent Komodo or whatever land.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a shoe brand. Yeah. Was like, oh, Candace Cameron's wearing that. Somebody get an ad two scrolls after her post.
It
that
is weird.
Must be how it works.
And unexplainable. And I did see where the people, I believe it was at Google, that are listening to all the devices, like the Google Home devices.
They are.
They admitted that there are people listening to the private devices.
But are they listening to my thoughts? Literally.
Okay, Channing Tatum. Okay, Amy's going to get on Instagram.
No.
Vincent Canuto. Why are you listening to my thoughts?
No, it was the weirdest thing to like internally be like, cute shoes. Wonder where those are from. And then two things later, I took a screenshot. I'll show you.
I believe you.
No. This happened over
Amy's
vacation.
Amy's
going to
take off Vincent Canuto shoes.
No, I have proof.
Let's go to Amy in Texas. Amy, good morning. Thanks for coming on the show. No, Amy. Amy in Texas, you're on the Bobby Bone Show. Hello. Listen, we got a whole new studio and phone system, and we have no idea how to even get them on the air. So, last chance. Amy, go on once. Amy, there you are. Hey, our first caller.
Hi.
There she is. Hi, Amy. What would you like to say?
Hi. I'm driving to work, and I live in Texas, so right now we're having that nasty weather. So it's pouring down, there's construction everywhere, and I am dying laughing at Bebe.
No, I said baby, Bebe.
It's like B-A-E and then B-U-A.
Right.
And I was dying, and when Amy made fun of you, I lost it. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so going to wreck. Y'all are so funny.
Well, thank you. What I'm trying to do is find my new go-to karaoke song, and I tried Britney Spears. And apparently I say baby funny.
Not apparently.
Baby. That's how she sings it.
I feel like she says baby.
Whatever. I have my own interpretation.
Okay.
Amy, so you vote yes or no on that?
No.
You already said no. I'm talking to Amy the caller. Oh. You laughed at me and made fun of me.
Sorry, I forgot. Different Amy from Texas.
No. Get a new one. Okay. No, not that one.
See?
Thank you, Amy in Texas. Have a good day.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bye. Let's go to Andrew in Massachusetts. Andrew, you're on the air. How are you, bud? There he is. Andrew in Massachusetts. You're on, bud? Sweet.
There he is.
I'm looking in the glass room, and they're running around. They have no idea how to run the phones either. Andrew?
Yes, sir.
Hey, you're on the air, bud. Go ahead.
Hi. I was thinking you could do Achy Breaky Heart. Also, morning, studio.
Morning.
Achy Breaky Heart's interesting. That's even older. And they gave me... They said that...
It is even... Bobby, it's older, but he's coming back around. Old Town Road brought Billy Ray back.
But do you say, Ecke Brecke?
Do you want to talk about, you want to make fun of me?
You the same way you said baby.
Yeah, okay. Andrew, thank you for calling. There he is. Okay. Maybe like Chattahoochee.
Yeah.
But again, that's old. You guys are...
Friends in low places.
But you're all being hypocrites because you made fun of me for being too old.
Oh, right.
And then I'm picking songs even older.
It's true. Oh, I didn't say any of that. Don't call me a hypocrite.
Yeah, you can't even say hypocrite and you make fun of me for baby.
I'm going to pick you something hip.
Okay, give me something tomorrow and I'll try whatever you want me to do.
Okay.
As long as it's not like
it's
Drake
gonna be lit.
And I can't keep up with it.
Yeah, dude, God's plan.
Tyler Farr is on. I want to talk to Tyler Farr for 1 second. There he is. Recording artist. Are you in the country right now, Tyler Farr?
You know it, buddy.
Because he texted me and he said, hey, he was listening to me do Britney Spears. Yeah. Yeah, bad signal?
Oh,
we're losing him.
Wait. Yeah, I got a little photo shoot.
Apparently he's doing a photo shoot in Argentina.
Yeah.
All right, Tyler, we have no signal. We're going to let you go. He is making fun of me, too. I was just going to put him on and let him talk about it. All right, we're all good? We're going to move on? We got to figure out these phones. There's a big Facebook group where they want everybody to go storm Area 51 and find them aliens. You guys seen this?
Yes.
It's every meme, by the way. And so everyone is apparently going to go storm Area 51. And there are hundreds of thousands of people that are in this Facebook group. And they want to find out. I think it's them aliens.
Oh.
Yeah. They want the truth.
Yeah, but it's also funny. And so, but the Air Force is now putting out a statement because it's gotten so big. Air Force says, don't even think about it.
Wow.
The Air Force is warning people not to try and storm Area 51. Hundreds of thousands of people have signed up for a Facebook group that proposed everyone rush the top secret military base in Nevada in September. So there's still time to get on.
Get on
be
board.
Part of the group.
Mm-hmm.
A joke or not, the Air Force says, do not even try it. Like, don't even show up.
Or what? What are they going to do?
Probably block you.
No, more than that.
Not on Facebook. They're talking about anything like if you show up to the actual Area 51. Right.
Oh, I mean now actually block you in person. Like they're going to set up fighter jets and don't even... shoot you down.
If you're thinking about going, heads up, the perimeter of the base is constantly patrolled by armed security guards and CCTV and motion sensor cameras. Signs around the base are warning intruders that if you come, you will be hit with deadly force. So that's not a block.
Deadly?
That's what it says, deadly force.
Wow.
Coming up later, too, I do want to talk about this new Lil Nas X remix. There's a bit of controversy with it because Mason Ramsey, the Yodel Boy,
does a
little part, but it's Jake Owen's part in Jake's song.
Ooh.
And I was told that it wasn't, like, nice. It wasn't like a giveaway.
Oh, so it's not like it was like, hey, here you go, this will be fun?
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. It wasn't like...
But aren't they the same...
I don't... Listen.
Like,
all I know,
I
was told it was shady by somebody disconnected. Not from Mason, not from Jake. I was just told by somebody connected that the whole process was shady.
Oh, no.
And so...
He's a kid.
Still, kids can be shady. Hey,
Raymundo, play a little bit of Yodel Boy doing Lil Nas X. Here you go. This is... Now, here's Jake Owen, who originally wrote it and is getting no credit for it, by the way. Here's Jake Owen. Same line.
Hop up in my Razor, got 1,000 acres. Ride up on the cows with it, bet it don't phase her. Ow, yippee-yo-ki-yay. If you ain't got no giddy up, then giddy out my way. Ow, yippee-yo-ki-yay.
I just say this. It's, you know, it's not, I didn't hear from Mason or from Jake, but somebody connected that was like, it was shady how it all went down.
Ooh.
I love Shady, too. As long as it doesn't involve me, like, I love Shady. So, yeah, that's a thing. Like, who knew the little controversies?
No, who knew that was a thing? So now people are going to download that one. That one's available?
Yeah, I believe it's Young Thug and Mason Ramsey on the new Lil Nas X, Old Town Road.
Okay.
What I think is they're trying to get the longest running song ever.
Yeah.
So they keep releasing all the remixes of it.
Mm, smart.
So, yeah, it is smart. They're pretty cool. But I heard it.
Now
and I was like, they stole Jake's line. Didn't give him credit for it. What's up?
No, I was just thinking, like, Raging Idiots could do a remix with Lil Nas X.
We'll wait till it starts dying out. Then we'll bring it back to life.
We'll wait for, like, 3 years. Try it in my karaoke. I'll find old, dated stuff and then go back to it.
Nice.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Daryl Howard is a manager at Chick-fil-A in Maryland. He's working one day, and this old man comes walking. He's sweating. He's flustered, and he's like, I got a flat tire out in the parking lot. And dude's like 90 years old, World War II vet. And Daryl says, all right, goes outside, gets the jack, changes the tire for him, says, have a great day.
Nice.
It's my pleasure.
Yeah, he said, my pleasure.
He said, my pleasure. Those Chick-fil-A people, man, that guy goes out and changes the guy's tire. The other guy jumped through the window. Remember that Tell Me Something Good? Where the kid jumps through the window to save the choking person?
Yeah, cut the seatbelt.
Mm-hmm. He was choking on a seatbelt. He jumps through the drive-thru window and cuts his... And it finished and said, my pleasure.
I say we give Daryl his own franchise.
Those franchises at Chick-fil-A are almost impossible to get.
Yeah.
I want to get one.
One, you have to work there the entire time. They won't let rich people just grab them and open like 10 of them. If you open one, you have to be the general manager.
Really?
So you can't be... a billionaire that wants to open up 50 of them. One, you got to fall into this specific criteria. And two, you have to work there and run it yourself.
Hmm.
Like some people, I think like Shaq has like 40, maybe Sonics or he has a, but you can't
But he
doesn't
have to work there.
Right.
Right.
Imagine if Shaq did
That'd
work
be
there.
Amazing.
I'll go there all the
On
time.
Roller skates.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's Lunchboxes. Tell me something good. There you go. Thank you.
That was Tell Me Something Good. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Chris Jansen.
All right, Chris is walking out of the green room, which, by the way, is a brand new green room. We got a green room. We got a bigger production room. We got a whole studio. You can watch the performance it's about to happen live. Just go over to Bobby Bones Show on YouTube and find us. And subscribe, too. We put all of our content up there. But Chris Jansen walking down the hall right now. So we'll see how this works. We're trying out new mics and stuff right now, too. There's only one guy I felt comfortable doing this with. He was our first guest in our last studio. There he is, Chris Jansen, everybody.
Yeah.
Man,
it smells good in here.
Welcome, my friend. Have a seat right there in our new white chairs. How you doing, bud?
Yeah, what a beautiful studio.
Thank you. You're not mic'd yet. Put that mic on your shirt right there. We're live on the air, by the way.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Everybody out there.
There we go. Well, they can't hear you yet. You got to get mic'd up.
Hello, everybody in the listening world.
There you go.
We're going to see how this works all together.
Hey, this is a nice studio, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. I like it.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling really good. Just got off the road, and man, it's been awesome. The tour is going great, and we're in and out of the middle of a tour with Chris Young, and we're also headlining our own stuff, and it's pretty crazy. The last two nights have been really life-changing, and by that I mean that the crowds have grown so immensely with the new song Good Vibes that my career's kind of turned a corner now, and it's interesting. It's like we got over that three-hit hump, and working on number four is it's incredibly humbling.
Is that the hump? The three-hit hump?
That's what I call
it. That's the kind of hump I want to be on.
Well, you know, everybody says, like when you're coming up as an artist and stuff, they're like, man, you just get, you know, you get one hit, and then you get two hits. But if you can get three hits, man, you're really kind of on your way. And it is true. It's the three-hit hump is it's so defining, but it really is. And it's been a great couple days.
I would hate to follow you.
Thank you.
Because I watch your show. I would hate to. You have such energy on stage, and I've actually followed you before. And I told my people never again.
Oh gosh!
I said, Eddie, we followed Chris once.
We've done it,
and we were like, never again, because the crowd's exhausted by the time you're off the stage.
Well, thank you. Yeah. So you know, people always ask me, they're like, so you know, funny questions. Do you work out? I'm like, no, but I do CrossFit every night on stage, pretty much. I mean, you know, it's 75 minutes of a full-time workout. Man, when I get off stage, I'm like, I'm exhausted. I mean, I really am exhausted.
You're Mick Jagger skinny.
Thank you.
Like you get up and you go so hard, and you're on the road a lot too.
Yeah. I've been on the road for 4 days. We have been on the road for the last 4 days straight. And I mean, like, you know how the road is. I mean, no matter how you're traveling, it's such a blessing to have the work, and I'm so thankful for it. But you know, people forget that on our side of the fence, it's also a job. So there's a voice to maintain, a body to maintain, other bodies to maintain, and you have to keep those things, you know, in proportion and stay healthy and while you're doing it. And every climate is different, every town is different, every atmosphere is different. Like last night we played in a great town in Nebraska, but it was a dust bowl, you know. So when I got off stage, it was like we were wiping dust out of our eyes, and look at the guitar's got a pile of dust on it that I left, you know. It's just rigors of the road.
On the Bobby Bones Show now,
Chris Jansen.
All right, this is exciting for us because our boy Chris is here. You know, I wonder when you play live, Chris, like, what do you start your set list with?
First of all, let me say I never...
Hold on a second. For some reason, your mic's not on. Hold on. Oh. We're learning as we're going here.
It's okay. How about now?
Nope. Stand by. Raymundo's now running the board. This is his first time. Okay, there you go.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Chris. You don't follow a set list?
No, I don't. I really don't. So I generally start with the same song just to get a CD in it. But, you know, if I got to the crowd and I didn't feel like Red Nick Live goes to the started, or if it goes to the front of the I would change it to one of the words.
But mostly it's Redneck Life.
Yeah.
So let's act like we're the Chris Jansen Show. Give us a verse and a chorus. We're like, we want Chris. We want Chris. All right, here we go. Hey, guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now. And thank you for listening to the show. And sorry about all the legal stuff.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Okay, that's your first song. That's cool.
Yeah. You know, it's a really, all of them are true stories. That one in particular is the way that I grew up, and I think this is a good intro to people. It introduces you 100% to who I am, what I'm about, and it sets a narrative. And the great thing about it is that, you know, 90% of the time when we do begin with that song, now the crowds are so used to it, and so people are already so used to singing it, and it's kind of a cult following kind of song. You know, it's kind of never been on the radio, never has before, and so now, man, it's like every kiss is in the air. It turns into a punk rock show right off the bat. And then we, you know, get into country music.
Well, to be fair, I've played that song a bunch.
Yes, trust me. This is the only place that has been advertised and promoted.
I love that song.
You know what I mean? Like, as far as
a national ad. Yeah.
Honestly, you know, songs like that, they kind of define who you are at the moment. And that song is one of those songs that kind of defines you forever because it's really just a part of the festival.
Chris Jansen's here. When do you play Fix a Drink?
It depends, honestly. Last night I played it third.
Oh,
yeah.
Early, huh?
Yeah. I mean, thank God I got some kids now so I can sing.
give us a little bit of fix a drink. Can you do that?
Yeah.
All right, here's Chris Jansen in studio.
I didn't wait till the end to play Find Me a Boat, you know? But, yeah, okay, let's play my harmonica. For those of you out there watching and listening and don't know, every harmonica has a different key, and so I have to switch them out for every song.
There he is. Fix a drink. All right, so that's like third. Is that your first hit in the set list most of the time?
Yeah, I think so. Generally, most of the time it is. And then to follow suit is Good Vibes, which has been fun because I've been watching it grow, and now that it's up in the 20s on the charts and stuff, you know, it's like people know it. They go from kind of mimicking the words just because they're happy to be there to three-quarters of the audience singing it to everybody just singing it, you know?
And then when do you play Buy Me a Boat?
I play Buy Me a Boat generally at the end, but sometimes I switch it out. Like last night I closed with it four times ago. Yeah, four times ago. So not this past run, but the run before. I closed out with Truck Yeah, the McGraw song, the Low Cash I wrote, and I played Buy Me a Boat before. So it just, it's
that's crazy. Good. You have so many cool songs that you can play. And even like Truck, do you play Truck Yeah, like acoustic?
I play Truck Yeah, we have.
Yeah, give us a little bit of Truck Yeah. This is a Tim McGraw song that Low Cash and Chris Jansen wrote.
Thank you for the question, because that's my favorite song to play acoustic, because that beatbox thing I could do on that one. And that was, guys, I got to tell you, that was my intro to beatboxing guitar. I never really thought about doing that ever. I just kind of grew up playing that way on door to satellite songs and things. And then when I wrote Truck Yeah, it was such an accidental deal. We wrote about it, created that Sony Publishing had to do. And we got into the room, it was Bill Anderson, the legendary songwriter and artist's room, and that was the first hurdle to get over just because it was a private room. And we got in there and we had nothing to write, and I said, man, I just tried to beatbox my dad rapping that first verse, but at the time, my kid was listening to Lil Wayne all the time, so I all of a sudden drammed, and that's just kind of pushed you like in the time frame. And Preston was like, man, that's so cool, and I was like, said the cuss word. I was like, well, yeah. He's like, no, don't say that. How about Truck Yet? And get on the radio. And I was like, that'll work. And then so we wrote it, and then, but once we wrote it, it was like, okay. And we were pushing Georgia, our youngest daughter, around the stroller. You know, for the reason that I always remember is that it's really, you know, Facebook is a pop-up all the time. And I just saw one of the day at Billy's building, and we were at that time when we were pushing out the stroller, I was playing Billy's songs. It's like the better I don't sound. And I remember playing her stuff, yeah, and out of all the songs that I played her, that was the one that she was like, that's a hit. And I couldn't believe it because it's the one song I didn't demo. It's the one song that's been in my room. And, you know, immediately she sent it over to Vince and Byron, who worked with him, and Tim got it. And I was mowing my grass the next day for the first time. And I was mowing around the trampoline in my backyard.
They play it too. Everybody plays it.
Twice.
But I get them right back too because I play Level 5. We wrote that together too. But man, it's such an honor because all I ever wanted at that time of my life is still just to be successful and to provide for my family. And you know, I wasn't trying to really have an artist career at the moment. I was just trying to get some talk to work with other people. And you know, I just saw God was maybe the first blood. And if you believe hard enough, that's just what happens. I was there 3, 4, 5 times a day when it got broken and stuff that happened. And it's not like it became angry or something, but my life definitely changed. And it was just awesome.
Everybody check out Good Vibes. That's Chris's latest single. Chris Jansen is here. Let's do Buy Me a Boat. Let's do a verse and chorus of Buy Me a Boat. Right. And then we'll promote the record and find out what's going on with you. Here we go. Chris Jansen.
Yeah, cool. Thank you. Good karaoke hour. Really quick. Thank you.
There's a record coming in studio here. What is this?
Yeah, this is. Thank you, James. So not only just to you, but to the officers, the owners of the show, too, but I wanted to give you this today. So I had it made up last week. And, man, it means so much to me. And I've said this over and over, and I know you don't take compliments like I do. Like, it's just weird. But
that's true.
But I will say, I'm the same way.
But I will tell you that it means so much to my family, Bonnie and Will, because, I mean, I was, like, people know this by now, but I was getting diapers for my kids. I was getting admissions on my truck. And, like, we just didn't have very much. And this is a double platinum, double bookings, $2 million. And it's almost $3 million, by the way. So I'll send you one of those when it comes. But it's a double platinum, $3 million for changing my life.
Ah, oh, come on, man. Thank you for it. Look at this.
Wow.
Double platinum. Look at this. Oh, man. Thanks. What if I played this in a record player? Would it just spit out money? Wow. Look at this. That's cool. We got cameras in there, too. We can show that up. Oh, but congratulations to you, man. That's
congratulations to us. You know what I mean? It's like, I feel like Bonnie and Will was such just teamwork effort. Everybody in the tournament really made a difference. Thank you for that.
Oh, we didn't do crap. We just found a good song.
You know, I hear you all the time praising the listeners, and even earlier when I was driving in, you said, you know, it's for the listeners. I want to get the listeners hearing things. And you're so right, because without people getting on there that morning and downloading over 100,000 downloads of Buy Me a Boat in like 5 minutes, you know, our life would not be where we are right now. So, you know, it all starts with song. It all starts with just good people. It starts with one helping another. And it's inspiring, man. It's inspiring. It's very humbling. It is. I will tell you, at 33 years old, over the last couple of years, our life has changed so much. And even with where we are with good vibes and things, what you do for people is inspiring to artists, to people who you may think sometimes are forgetting about it or going by the wayside. But it means so much to me because it sets a tone, it sets a narrative, it sets a precedent to reach out to just as a human. And you and I have done a lot of things together, but it makes me want to be a better person. So, like, thank you.
Ah, thanks, man. I will awkwardly say thank you, and you're welcome, and all the things. Good Vibes is a single. Download it, stream it. You also put out Waiting on 5. It came out in June, and you got new music coming out in the fall, right? Album drop in the fall?
Yeah, the album's coming out in the fall, and it's looking like it's probably going to be an October release. Don't hold me to the fire on that, but it's going to be in the fall. And I'm so excited about this album. I will tell you that it's been the most fun process ever because, number one, I recorded at my house accidentally. I never even had to drive to a studio to do it. It was pretty cool. We just set up the equipment in my house. And one of my co-writers, Tommy, was over the house driving with me, and we started making these things up. Tommy Cecil's name. And started making up songs to like 4 or 5 things in the label. They were like, wow, what's this? Where did you record it? That's about some things we wrote, and we put together, oh, we should make a new album. And so that was kind of my hopeful premise anyway. And, but, you know, the third album is like a really special one, you know, as far as the number of times I've been. I took a minute, so we started making a new album. We co-produced the whole thing right there in my basement, in my, what I call my band room, which is kind of a cigar smoking room with guitar singing in it. And it's going to be looking like a 13th song record. I know for the first time ever since, actually, well, not the first time, I did that in a rock collaboration on Bonnie and Boat album, on Mess With Jesus. But on this one, I have some new collaborations, which was totally out of left field for me, and it was not the first normal thing that I would think about doing, just because I get so, you know, like we all do, I get so engulfed with, you know, I mean, in the moment. But it's really fun to share this record with friends, and, I've got one big country star on this record with me, and I've got one super big out of country star on this record with me. And it was all just because, you know, I love it when people say, we should do a collaboration, and I said, okay, we should do it with this person, because it'll never happen. If you tell me it'll never happen, that's the first person I'm going to. And the first person I went to said, yeah.
Was Elton John. Listen.
Honestly, I went with Elton, and it's going to be a really great record, I really feel like. I'm so proud of it. I wrote the whole thing, produced the whole thing, and I'm having a great time with the whole thing. It's been a real honor.
Well, listen, we've played some music. We've had a good time. We'll wait till October when that record comes out, and then we'll see you then.
Thank you, man.
All right, there he is. Chris Jansen, everybody. We'll come back here on the Bobby Bones Show. Thank you.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So you can go to our YouTube page, youtube.com/BobbyBonesShow, and watch us as we're doing it here. I do want to bring up Christy and talk to her for a second. You guys can call us, 877-77-BOBBY. Christy is on line 4. Christy, how are you this morning? There she is. Christy? Mm. Going once. That you should see the glass room. They're all scurrying around.
I don't want to look.
They're running around.
Yeah. Don't make us look.
Every piece of technology is new that we have today. From Chris Jansen performing earlier to Christy on the phone right now. And Raymundo's now running the show from that room. All right, let's try one more time. Christy, are you there?
Yes.
There she is in Florida. Hi, Christy. What would you like to say?
I was wondering if you could surprise my daughter. I bought her tickets to your show in St. Louis for September 7th, and she has no clue. Oh, and she's a huge Raging Idiots fan.
Oh, she's our only fan, Eddie. The Raging Idiots.
She's the
diehard fan. Surprise her how?
Just she's at the kitchen table right now eating her muffins.
Oh, put her on. What's her name?
Addison.
I'll talk to her. Here we go.
Oh, wow.
Does she know it's me?
She has no clue.
Okay. How old is she?
10.
Okay. There's Addison.
Okay.
Okay.
Hold on. Hey, Addison, you have a phone call. Hello?
Hey, Addison. How are you?
Good.
So you going to school today or no? You just hanging out? Are you summer break?
Yeah.
Are you like, what is this random guy talking to me about school for?
I'm so confused.
Yeah, you should be. Hey, so this is Bobby Bones. Hi. And so your mom wanted me to call and tell you that she got you tickets to come watch the Raging Idiots in St. Louis, Eddie and myself.
Oh my gosh.
And so she doesn't know this, but I'm gonna put you on hold and we're gonna make sure we get to meet you before the show too. Is that cool? Well, you got to tell me if it's cool. You can't just breathe.
Speechless.
Go ahead. Are you crying?
No.
Okay, good.
My mouth is just open.
Okay, listen. I know this was a surprise to you. You're eating your muffin. Don't want to interrupt muffin time. Never want to interrupt that. But we're going to meet you in St. Louis, okay?
Okay.
All right. She's,
I don't know if we should.
All right, Addison, have a good day, okay? Be good.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. There she is. There's Addison. But Raymond, just put her on hold. Thanks. And we'll get her set up. By the way, we'll be in Denver on Friday night if you guys want to come. RagingIdiots.com. You know, a little drama with the Lil Nas X Old Town Road. So you're familiar with this song here.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more.
I saw there was a new version that came out that was Lil Nas X, Billy Ray Cyrus, with Young Thug and Mason Ramsey, Yodel Boy.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, this is interesting. And I listened to it, and the Yodel Boy part was the exact part that Jake Owen had in his version that we play on the show. So here's Yodel Boy doing it.
Hop up in my Razor, got 1,000 acres.
This is Jake Owens.
Hop up in my Razor, got 1,000 acres.
So then I find they ripped that from Jake without telling him, and he recorded it.
What?
Yeah, and so it's somebody who's kind of close to the situation, and they were like, yeah, Jake's ticked. They stole a song, didn't give him any credit. They finally put him up as a writer, like, recently. So Yodel Boy stole from Jake Owen.
Wow.
Look at that.
Gutsy.
That's a celebrity boxing match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know. Isn't that who you were challenging?
Yodel Boy, yeah. I'll let Jake take him, though, now. Yeah.
Oh, great.
But, yeah, here you go.
Hop up in my Razor, got 1,000 acres. Right up on the cows with a spray that it don't face.
And he sounds good doing it. Like, Yodel Boy does a good job doing that. But I was like, that sounds like Jake's verse.
Hop up in my Razor, got 1,000 acres. Ride up on the cows with it, steady, it don't phase her. I hope, yippee-yo-ki-yay. If you ain't got no giddy up, then giddy out my way. I hope, yippee-yo-ki-yay. If you ain't got no giddy up, then giddy out my way. Tell me.
There you go. That's the big drama over the weekend. You want to hear Eddie sing it with his 19 kids now?
Oh, yeah. So cute.
This is Eddie playing his acoustic guitar, and you have 4 kids now.
I have 4 kids, and they had friends over.
Okay.
So it wasn't just the four. It was a neighborhood full of kids.
And they still love Old Town Road?
Man, I didn't even tell them what I was going to play. I just had my friend. I was like, roll the camera. Watch this.
Okay, here you go.
Well, I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road.
They know all the words that I don't even know yet.
Yeah.
The words.
Yeah, that's funny, man.
Running on a horse, ha! You gotta wave your leg, ha!
I was thinking of a parody we could do to that. What if we do, I'm going to take me ma to the old folks home. She's going to sew till she can't no more.
Did you just think of that right now?
Yeah, well, as I was playing a minute ago, I was like, we should do a parody to this.
Dude, that's good.
So we'll work on that
one. Okay.
Ain't nobody tell me nothing. Don't tell me nothing.
Sound like the Bugs are in overtime.
Yeah, it was sunset, you know?
Did you see that Jeremy Renner has posted music?
No, I didn't know he sang.
Do you know who that is?
Yeah, Arrow Boy or whatever.
Close.
Is he a Born?
He did the last Born movie.
Okay.
Yeah,
and he's also, what's his name? Hawkeye.
There
he shoots the bow and arrow in the Avengers.
Yeah.
Right.
And so here are some clips of Jeremy Renner's music.
You're the perfect distraction. You're the main attraction.
Sound like?
Is it supposed to sound like a band that's similar?
Yeah.
Well, he says it's a mix between a couple of artists. What does that sound like to you, Amy?
I don't know.
Eddie?
Imagine Dragons.
Yes.
Oh, there's
right?
It's you're
radioactive.
Right.
Radioactive.
It said it sounds like Imagine Dragons and Queen.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
How do you feel about his singing?
It's not bad.
Right?
Yeah, I don't hate it.
Yeah.
I just had no idea.
He said he was singing, but that's the thing with a lot of these big actors. They're actually super talented at a lot of things.
Right.
They're not just good at acting and bad at other performing things. They're so lucky. He's got good looking. He's a good actor, good singer.
Like
turn it up again. This is Jeremy Renner, main attraction. That's pretty good.
Now all I'm picturing is the lead singer of Imagine Dragons singing this song.
It does sound like an Imagine Dragons song.
Yeah.
So Kimberly Perry of the band Perry has accused her ex-husband of infidelity in the new song. And then he disagrees.
Is he the baseball player?
Wait,
yeah.
She got divorced?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Newsflash. When did that happen?
Kimberly Perry says the band Perry's new song, The Good Life, is about the infidelity she experienced from her ex-husband and former Major League Baseball player, J.P. Arencibia. How do you say his name?
Yeah, close.
That's good enough.
Yeah. But he says there's no infidelity, and she's making it all up to promote new music. And
oh, wow.
This says, here's a sample. It says, heads up. The clip says, hose. But it's late enough in the show.
Okay.
Here's the lyrics, by the way.
Okay.
Before we play the song. I'm not going to be a joke. I know about your side piece, bro. I'm not going to fight anymore. Glad I never had your baby.
Dang, that's harsh.
Ow.
This will be a cleaner cut. You can keep the Labradors. Have a good life. You had a good life. You gave it up for hoes. Dang, she rhymed Labradors and hoes.
Yeah.
What?
All right, play it, Raymond. Here's the band parody.
I'm not going to be a joke. I know about your side piece, bro. I'm not going to fight anymore. Yeah. Glad I never had your baby. This will be a cleaner cut. You can keep the Labradors. Wasting my time. But two nights, the last night, I'm gonna waste a damn good rhyme on you. Have a good life.
There you go. You had a good. Keep it up. There you go. Dang. You gave it up for hoes?
Yeah.
Here it is again. There you go.
Wow.
But you gave it up for.
Yeah, I'm surprised. That lyric falls funny.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, there's no better way to say it
than just put a dance beat behind it.
You had the good life, but you gave it up for.
And now he's saying it's not true, but she says it is. He says she did it for clickbait. He's like, hey, aren't you like in your 30s? Like, stop with the clickbait songs.
Oh.
Ooh,
it sounds very.
Go ahead.
Taylor Swiftish, like a letter to somebody in a song and like calling you out.
He says, there was no infidelity. It's a shame that it's all being now made up to promote an album. I have moved on, and hopefully one day she can as well.
I'm still shocked they're not together anymore.
I never really knew him.
Yeah. Me neither, but I didn't ever. I thought I would have seen that somewhere.
And it's almost like after they got married, he was no longer a baseball player. Like
I think he got demoted.
Yeah, demoted. Major League Baseball.
Probably the hose. Which scandal do you like more? Do you like the Lil Nas X... The Mason. The Yodel Boy versus Jake Owen. Like, mm-hmm. who are you taking in that? Yodel Boy or Beechin versus Kimberly Perry and JP? What's your favorite one?
I mean, that song is good. I'll go with the song.
Oh, I like the Yodel Boy, Jake Owen fight. I know
I need
them.
To hear from maybe.
Yeah, I like the Yodel Boy one.
We need a statement.
Hop up in my Razor, got 1,000 acres.
Yeah, here we go.
Hop up in my Razor, got 1,000 acres.
Man, stealing verses in country music. That's dirty.
How old is he?
I don't know that he did it. Someone probably gave it to him. He's a kid. Is he like 9? How old is Yodel Boy?
12?
Mike, look at how old the older boy is.
He's 16 now.
He's 12.
Oh,
he's
12.
Boom. Yeah, he probably doesn't know.
Yeah.
All right, there you have it. How old do you think Scotty McCreery is?
Oh.
23?
25.
Oh.
What about Justin Bieber?
30.
Ooh.
25. What about
he's only 25?
What about Lil Nas X?
There's a lot of tattoos. Lil Nas X is 26.
20.
20.
Yeah. Oh, he's young.
Or 20.
That all came up. Wow. When you look them up, they all came up under each other. It was like, you may also be searching for, and again, all their ages. All right, there's that.
The Bobby Bones Show.
A guy in New Mexico has been arrested after Alexa called the police on him. Apparently, he was beating his girlfriend. Tell me how you feel about this, Amy. Obviously, you don't feel good about the beating his girlfriend part.
But no,
he's
do not.
28 years old. His name's Eduardo Barros. He attacked his girlfriend. He was shouting and threatening her with a firearm. And he yelled at her, "Did you call the sheriff?" Well, Alexa called the sheriff, which is weird because unless her name is Alexa, you wouldn't think it would call the sheriff.
Right.
Because you have to start it off by saying its name.
But I guess there's probably certain things like 911 or that are just you don't even need to prompt Alexa. Because like if you're in danger.
I thought you always needed to prompt Alexa.
No, I don't think if it's an emergency because she's always listening. It doesn't matter.
They shouldn't do that because if you just say 911, like right now, everyone's calling 911.
Yeah, that's a threat. Or if you're just at home casually talking about
stuff
like that.
What are you talking about?
Bombs.
Oh, God.
Here comes
the bomb squad.
Amy's go-to is always bombs.
I mean, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
If you're watching the news.
He did get in trouble.
Okay.
Barros, a convicted felon, was taken into custody after a crisis negotiation team and SWAT was called into his residence.
Wow.
So they're thankful to the technology. But it's give and take. Remember, all good, the technology is helping us, but just be aware, they're listening whenever you don't even know they're listening and you don't think they should be listening.
Right.
They're listening to you hang out in the house.
Yeah.
As long as you're okay with that.
But they're also going to save your life.
Okay, so it's up to you. You want to give up your privacy?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Well, there you have it. You vote yes. Let's go around the room here. Let's see what we're doing today. Amy, what's going on?
Today, I am like meeting with a friend, and she's helping me pick out a new fold-out couch that has a bed, you know? Because I feel like that's a big deal. It needs to be comfortable because it's where guests are going to stay. Like, if you ever need to stay at my place, I want you to be comfortable.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, I don't put much thought into the guest room.
What?
It could be a bed of hay, and I'll be like, all right, you're up there to the right.
Not my problem.
No, I wouldn't, because, I mean, fold-out couches, it's like you could spend money on one, and then you fold out the bed, and it's like, yeah. So I want it to be good. So I'm working on that today. What about you?
I'm going to go box at 1:30 or so, and mm-hmm. then Eddie and I, we're playing, our tour starts this Friday night in Denver.
Oh, wow.
So it's our first show, and so we have two rehearsals this week. This one tonight's at my house. We're just going over all the songs again. And so we're going to do that this afternoon.
Yeah, we're just going to get it right.
Raging Idiots in Denver and Chicago. Woo! Coming up. RagingIdiots.com. So we're going to do that today. Yeah. Lunchbox, what are you doing today?
I got to unpack from vacation, put the clothes away, and then I got to run a few errands, so head to the grocery store. We got no food because we've been gone for a few days, and hopefully get a nap in.
Mm, the old nap. Eddie?
Oh, man. I'm probably going to do the same. Just nap.
Yeah, nap until time to rehearse, then go back to bed.
Today was rough. I mean, today was a stressful day for me, just running this video stuff.
New
like,
studio, yeah.
I'm ready for a nap.
Go to our Facebook page, and you can see some clips from the new studio, which we're pretty excited and proud of. All right, we got to go. Have a great Monday. We'll see you on Tuesday. Bye, everybody.